sitting in the morning sun.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit now about what's happening in Black Milwaukee in certain areas after history has been made with the election of Cavalier Johnson as the new mayor of the city of Milwaukee. And I got to tell you, I don't like it, and I'm not going to sit by and be silent about what is happening. You know, there are people inside of our community who have, in the Black community, who have taken advantage of, you know, the pain and misery that many are going through in our community. All of the killings, all of the other horrific things that are happening. And we have elected officials who have been silent, not uttered a mumbling word. The reckless driving, all of those things that have happened, and yet people who we've elected, especially on the automatic level, have not said or done a damn thing, excuse my French. And yet, now that Cavalier Johnson has been elected mayor of the city, now all of a sudden they climb out of their holes. And now they want to see something done. And I'm hearing people say, well, now we can see what he'll be able to get done. He's, you know, he's got 2 years to fix this. What do you mean he has 2 years to fix it? You know, you guys, many of you have been all the people for 10, 12 years and have witnessed all of this pain and misery in our communities and have taken your paychecks, sure enough, you know, and have basically been silent, have not come up with issues and ways to deal with this. Many of you. And how dare you now challenge a person who just got there? Oh, well, you know, he didn't agree with the Common Council, Black members of the Common Council. And so he didn't join forces with them. He actually, was on the other side of what they wanted. Well, all of you collectively, members of the Common Council, Black Common Council members over the last 5-7 years, show me something you've done to address the issues in our community, collectively. You can't show me any. You know, well, you know, he was the, Cavalier was the president of the Common Council, and, you know, and he jumped up and wound up in this position, and, you know, none of us voted for him to wind up in that seat. So what? You know, again, well, who is he going to be in allegiance to? He wasn't with us. Well, collectively, you haven't done a damn thing. Oh, excuse my French again. I'm sorry. You haven't done anything. And so that needs to be pointed out. You know, you've been in positions of leadership. I know what I'm talking about. If you ask me about what's happening in Greenfield, I would say, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about what happens in Greenfield because I don't live there. But I live in Milwaukee. And I have for 67 plus years. And I've watched the elected officials, not just this group, but the groups before them and the groups before them and the groups before them. And I haven't seen much cohesiveness when it comes to dealing with the issues in our community. That's a fact. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And I don't want to hear, well, you know, You know, well, maybe if the people would have voted for Lena Taylor. Lena Taylor didn't get elected. Okay? She's not the mayor. The mayor is Cavalier Johnson. And whether you like him or not, he's the mayor. And so you should be wanting to see him succeed. Why? Because him succeeding means our community will be better off. This is why I have a problem with politics and politicksters. Because people who get elected and get in places and get entrenched think about themselves and not about the people who put them in office. Look, I don't care who the Cavalier Johnson is in the camp with, because I don't care about the politics of it. But so many people do. And that's why people don't turn out and vote, because of all the dirtiness that's involved in the politics. Well, you know, I'm an elected official. So what? So somebody elected you. They elected you to do a job. And that's to improve the situation in the districts for the people where you live. Oh, you know, and improve the situations where they live. That's why you're there. Not for any other reason. So we should be able to see some improvements if you've been in office all that time. And if I don't see any improvements, then I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know, Cavalier Johnson, he, you know, white people put him in, you know, not enough black. You don't know what you're talking about. And if it is the case, because certainly when you look at the number of votes that he got and wasn't white people, it was plenty of people of color who thought he was the right guy, who thought he was the person that they wanted to see in office. So, you know, stop your crocodile tears and understand the facts of what needs to happen. Okay? He's the mayor. You can't point the finger at Tom Barrett anymore for why you as all the people did not get the work done in your districts. Well, you know, it's, yeah, you know, people had Tom Barrett. You know, Tom Barrett is, you know, we got to get rid of Tom Barrett because he's, nothing happened right, nothing happened good with Tom Barrett. Hey, you know, it was 7 black alder people. And the last time I checked, again, the mayor's not a king. The way the system is set up, it is alder people and mayor, and they almost have equal power. So if Tom Barrett, if things didn't get done in black Milwaukee, it's easy to point the finger and say Tom Barrett, but it's cowardice to not challenge the black elected officials and many who've been there 10, 12 years. That's talking, you know, straight up. You know, and to me, that's what's missing, straight up talking. You know, because we've got people, especially on the airways, we've got people on airways in this community, in our community, who, let's be honest, they're people who are, you know, taking dollars. They're taking money. And our community is not savvy enough to understand the political part of this and where people are taking money, being paid to say what they say. One thing's for certain. Anybody who knows me knows I don't, you couldn't give me a dime. You couldn't offer me money to sell out people. That's just not in my DNA. Never been, never will be. Doesn't matter how bad I need money. I cannot see ever selling people down the river who somehow believe in you. Well, that's what happens with politics and politicksters all too often. And to be quite frank with you, many others who are on these airwaves who look like me, you know, taking advantage of people who aren't politically savvy. You might say, oh, Earl, what are you doing? You're saying some things. What are you talking about? What people always need to know is the truth. Give people the truth. and then let them make decisions based on that. But why give people misleading information in order to, you know, put a feather in your cap? I'm telling you straight up, I'm going to do everything within my power to try and make Mayor Cavalier Johnson a success. And you should too if you were right. You know, if you were right, you would say and do all the right things to help that young man turn things around in this city. And whether you like me or not, I could care less. But we are going to do what is necessary to help uplift that young man. And I don't have any axes to grind like many in my community do. Well, that person didn't get elected. Okay. They didn't. So what do you do? Well, we're gonna make sure that people understand that he was the wrong person. Oh, okay. How's that going to improve the lives of the people in the community that you claim you care for? It's not. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I'm just going to sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock.